Bam 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 bam. Oh my God, you guys, welcome back to the podcast.
Oh my God, you guys.
Okay, please don't turn us off after that. We're normally more chill, but we are in a flow.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening. I don't know, blood sugar's rising. We've played with some sound effects recently. We're feeling alive. My name is Misty Stinnett. Sitting across from me, who's turned into a cricket, as Lisa Lincoln. That's actually my alarm to call in for jury duty.
Oh, thank you for your service. Your civic duty.
Thank you.
Also, everybody needs to know that Misty lives her life to the minute with alarms. And when she generally asks Siri to set one, Siri always sets it to a cricket. So we'll just be somewhere and we'll hear the cricket and she'll go,
It is truly sort of a traumatic reaction now because I hear a cricket and I'm like, no,
I know.
But yes, so I am Misty Stinnett, performer of civic duties.
That's right.
And that is Lisa Linky.
A rural juror.
Troller extraordinaire.
Oh, thank you.
Lisa is once again springing something unknown on me. And typically, we read and review a popular self-help book. We have even recently done trivia. We explore thought-provoking questions. Honestly, the podcast can get very serious. Go listen to our episode on internalized capitalism and what it's doing to your self-worth, or
listen
to the sound effects.
Let me tell you.
What you got for us, Lisa?
Not today. Not so serious
today. Not today. What is it?
Misty, I have another game that I would love to play with you.
Ma'am?
I know. I'm really into it.
Okay.
This game is called Who Said It? A Famous Self-Help Author or Donald Trump?
Oh, no. Do I have to guess the author, too? How do I play?
No, I'll tell you who the author is, and I'll tell you the author, and I'll give you two quotes, and you have to decide which of those was said by the author.
Oh, boy.
Misty.
Ma'am.
Rachel Hollis, author of
Girl, Wash Your Face, and I didn't see that coming, and other treasure troves.
Here's your first quote. It's a hard thing to say whether or not marriage is a good thing or a bad thing. It just depends on who you're married to. Who said it?
Rachel.
Wrong.
Oh, no.
Here's your second quote. Don't let yesterday take up too much of today.
Rachel.
That one is Rachel.
Okay. Yeah.
They're not all.
Is it possible that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh boy. Everyone listening, please play along.
Please.
And please help me get revenge on Lisa for the last trivia episode.
Okay. Here we go. Tony Robbins, author of Awaken the Giant Within.
Never heard of him.
The first quote is, "The secret of success is learning how to use pain and pleasure instead of having pain and pleasure use you."
Mm-hmm. Definitely Tony Robbins.
That is true. That is true. Your second quote, what if I do it in my best? Success is not about... That's terrible. It was
wow.
Christopher Walken doing
a Are you
doing
having an allergic reaction?
Yeah, I'm going to take that back. Success is not about how much you accomplish, but how much you feel you've grown.
Tony Robbins.
Saudi.
Because Trump's not that enlightened.
But listen
and he
to
doesn't,
what he said.
He doesn't ever let himself feel pain.
Listen to what he said. It's about how much you feel you've grown.
No. Trump would never admit to not having grown.
You're smart.
I don't think
he cares about growth. Here we go. Brené Brown, author of Daring Greatly.
Yeah.
Watch, listen, and learn. You can't know it all yourself, and anyone who thinks they do is destined for mediocrity.
Oh. Brené.
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah. How about this one?
I should have known because I was like, she would never say you're destined for mediocrity.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, but then it was the doing it by yourself.
Here we go.
Okay.
Your second quote. Listening is a skill. It's a relationship skill. I'm having a stone cold face to Missy. Cannot tell.
I guess it's Trump.
That's Brené Brown, baby.
Oh, no. No, Brené, if you're ever listening to this for any wildly improbable
reason, she would think it's hilarious.
So sorry. I love and respect you.
Oh, we love her so much. Okay. Jen Sincero, author of You Are a Badass,
said Make America Great Again.
Here's your first quote. If you want to live a life you never lived, you have to do things you've never done.
Jen Sincero.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Why are you mad at my success?
No, that's another episode.
Well,
here's your second quote. You have to think anyway, so why not think big?
Trump.
That's true.
Okay. Oh, why? No. We are absolutely having, it's happening again here. That's what I need. Who needs friends when you have a soundboard?
Here we go. Elizabeth Gilbert, author of Big Magic. It all goes away. Eventually, everything goes away.
These are very tricky quotes, Lisa.
They are.
It all goes away? What's she talking about? What's he talking about? I guess Elizabeth.
It is Elizabeth.
Great.
You have two more quotes.
Okay.
I try to learn from the past, but I plan for the future by focusing exclusively on the present. That's where the fun is.
Donald Trump.
That's true.
Wow.
Here's your third quote.
Oh, boy.
Without passion, you don't have energy. Without energy, you have nothing.
Elizabeth Gilbert.
That's Donald Trump.
Oh, my goodness.
James Clear, author of
Atomic Habits. Tiny changes, remarkable results.
Well, here you go. In the end, you're measured not by how much you undertake, but by what you finally accomplish.
Oh, God, this is hard. I'm going to say Trump.
That's true.
Dang.
I hate you.
Well, at least you take that. I'm editing that out.
Here's your second quote. Every day is a chance to get a little bit better.
James Clear.
That's right. Okay, here are your last three quotes. And this is, did Donald Trump say it? Or did Robert T. Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, say it?
Oh, boy.
I wasn't satisfied just to earn a good living. I was looking to make a statement.
Robert.
Donald Trump.
Oh, man. But when has he not just been very wealthy?
That's a good point.
Okay. All right. Are you guys with me? Are you guys having the same success rate as me?
Right.
Well, you did. And you're just like, it's wealth or it's power. And I'm like, what? That's not even a whole sentence.
It's wealth. I can't do it. I was getting there, but okay, here we go.
You just seem like you really have to go to the bathroom.
Because I scrunched my face
yeah.
up.
Just efforting.
Here's your second quote. Winners are not afraid of losing, but losers are.
That's Donald Trump.
That is Robert T. Kiyosaki.
No. No.
All right. Here's your third and final.
Oh, my gosh.
Sometimes your best investments are the ones you don't make.
Robert.
Donald Trump.
Oh,
yeah,
my.
I got you on the end one.
God.
You know, listen, self-help authors often say things that are confusing.
Also, you can take any little teeny tiny thing, and without the surrounding context, it either doesn't make sense or can totally serve your purposes. Mm-hmm. By the way, did you know that's called packetized media?
Don't do that.
No, it's really, I was reading up on it today. Listen.
Well, I do need to confess.
Why are you, Lisa is twirling her headphone wires like, she is so smug. She is the cat who got the cream.
I used ShotGPT to help me generate some of these.
ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I asked, what are some lesser known quotes from Donald Trump? What are some lesser known quotes from Brené Brown? I did ask dumb once and it said, I do not pass judgment.
You said dumb one?
I said, what are dumb quotes? And it said, I cannot pass judgment. I do not pass judgment.
Listen.
But it gave me, it was like, maybe you can say weird or quirky.
There are a lot of pros and cons to ChatGPT, but man, does it know how to set a boundary.
It really does. They just did some studies and it finds out that AI is actually left-leaning and more progressive and liberal.
Interesting. Do you think it's got thoughts?
No, I think it just tends to absorb information that
and
it's
like
given.
Rate it. Yeah, but maybe it's able to tell, hey, this has bias in it or this doesn't.
No.
How could it though?
Yeah, I think it's just like it learns information. And then when you ask it when it spits back out answers, it tends to be more progressive and liberal. So you know what?
Interesting.
It's another reason I hate ChatGPT. It's got political bias.
ChatGPT. Listen, the world is burning. We're fine. Everything's fine.
AI can spit out trivia. I didn't tell you that AI made the trivia questions.
Oh, my Quan. That's amazing. Thank you so much. These are fun episodes. What a nice break in the format.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
I'm nothing if not a format breaker.
Even if you hate me, I love you.
I do love you. And these were hard. I wanted to be the stumper and I got you on a couple. I don't know why.
You got me on a whole bunch. No, I wasn't keeping score.
Oh, you owe me $40.
Listen, if you want a value packed episode, Lisa and I recorded a top secret episode.
It's true. You can only get it on gohelpyourself.co. And it is something that we've been asked pretty much since
the beginning
of our podcast, which is, what are your top 10 books?
Yeah. What are your favorite self-help books? Yeah. Because we've reviewed more than 125 and listen, for the podcast.
I don't really have a favorite because, as you know, I hate self-help.
Yeah, yeah. But we put our top 10.
I really did put the ones that I found the most value about on there.
That's right. So you got 5 from me, 5 from Lisa. The episode is totally free. Mm-hmm. GoHelpYourself.co. It's under the free resources button. And Louise, can you go grab it? If you've been listening to our last couple episodes, you get that reference. But anyway, GoHelpYourself.co. Thank you for being with us. Have an absolutely fantastic rest of your day or your evening. Or if you can't sleep, you got this.
Yeah. Use these quotes to troll your friends.
Exactly that. Make yourself feel better, and then you'll be able to get over your insomnia.
Wow. We've really taken a different journey here at the end, but I would love for us to remember that.
I got to go to bed.
Life is abundant.
Life is...
I'd love for us to remember that. I got to go to life is abundant.
That's right. Listen, everybody, say it with us.
I got to go to bed.
Life is abundant. Goodbye. Go Help Yourself was like medium quality produced in Los Angeles by Lisa Linky and Misty Stinnett.
You gotta go to bed.
Original music is by Matt Sav, a brilliant composer, an amazing podcast producer.
And a friend.
And listen, if you like what you're hearing, head to Go Help Yourself.
You gotta go to bed.
I'm not even saying it.
Go Help Yourself.
Bye-bye.